Hello, everyone. Thank you, as always, for being here. I have to say that I am super proud of myself for sticking to this challenge of mine, 30 days of podcasting. Today is day number 12, and I am bringing you a very, let's call it, not basic if you are just starting to understand your mind, but a very fundamental episode so that you can begin to understand how your mind is working. Today, we're going to go over the number one priority of the mind, subconscious versus conscious mind, your brain wave states and what occurs in each stage during childhood development, and the three main rules of the mind. So I'm not going to say too much more. I'm not going to babble on about anything because I really can. I want to get right into this episode because I'm super excited for you to really start understanding how your mind works. So let's get right into the show today. Enjoy.
Now, could you imagine understanding the mind? Imagine yourself actually understanding your mind. Picture it, feel it. Imagine if you could understand the concepts of the mind and how it worked. See yourself feeling completely understanding of your mind and what is happening. Then imagine being able to create whatever it is that you want in your life, be it a better career, a better marriage, a better relationship, better being able to understand your children and teach them. Whatever you want, imagine it. Just picture it and feel it. Visualize it, envision it, and just see it in your mind's eye. Suppose you could understand the inner workings of your mind. That's what I'm going to go into today, so that you can get to on a path where you're comfortable understanding what is happening inside of that mind because it's controlling you. And I know you don't want that because there's a lot of negativity coming into the mind. Suppose that you understand the mind and how it's screwing with you. Suppose it didn't have any influence on you anymore. Wouldn't that be great? You could have a whole new life. Suppose that you understand what's happening. Now, I don't know if you see what I'm doing here, but what I'm doing is I am using certain language to pull you in, to make you start to visualize and create a feeling within yourself, because this is what I want to do to help teach you. I want to pull you out of that negative state of mind that you're in, to picture, to visualize, to imagine all the things that are possible, because there are so many things. And imagine every time that you think about the mind, you'll find yourself understanding more and more and getting more comfortable with it. And every time you feel comfortable with understanding your mind and how it works, you begin to understand what's happening inside there. And you begin to experience different feelings and different thoughts. And everything starts to make sense. So what we're going to do today, what I'm going to go over with you today, is the mind. It goes very deep. But this is a very important episode for you to listen to, and probably listen to more than once, even more than twice, possibly three or more times. This is the base of how I began to understand and change my thought patterns, create more positivity and happiness, and see things in a whole different world, in a whole different light, different than other people might see it. No, I know it's better and different for myself. So I want you to think about that. And really, I'm serious, listen to this episode many times. So the number one priority of your mind is survival. The number one priority of the mind is survival. You survive on the planet by avoiding emotional and physical pain. The mind will move you away from pain and towards pleasure, no matter what it takes. Doesn't matter. That's the number one priority of your mind, surviving on this planet. Years and years and thousands and millions of years ago, our ancestors actually had to do this. They had to run away from those animals or people or whatever it was that was chasing after them. They were prey. They needed to flee away from danger. We no longer need to do that. But in our brains, that is what it's meant to do, because in our mind, when something is happening, it feels that. It has that emotion from when our ancestors had those years ago. It is still in that same state of mind. And if you can understand this, understand that you're not going to die if something doesn't go your way. And then you won't have that emotional reaction anymore that you once had. You can go back and see what you have reacted to that you necessarily did not need to. So think about that. The number one priority of your mind is to move you away from pain and move you towards pleasure. So we're going to go into the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. Now, the conscious mind is a very small part of our mind. It is 5% of our mind, and that's what we're living in most of the day. We go in and out of our subconscious mind when we're meditating, or if we're driving on a highway and we're thinking of something and we miss an exit, it's because our mind was focused on something else. Think about being in a Netflix marathon or watching a movie in a movie theater, or you can compare it to when you just can't get your kids' attention when they're on a phone or an iPad or watching a TV. Those are examples of being in your subconscious mind. You're creating this focus. But we're not there for the most of the day. We are living in our conscious mind, which is only 5% of our mind. This is your normal waking state of consciousness. It is what you identify yourself with, your spirit and your identity. It is short-term memory. It is your positive thinking. It is analysis. It is your thinking and planning mind, your wishes and your desires, alertness, concentration, focus, cognition, and your five physical senses, smelling, seeing, hearing, tasting, and feeling. That is your mind. That is your beta conscious mind. And we're going to go into the brain state so you can understand that a little bit better. So now your conscious mind is your creative mind. Now, let's go over to your subconscious mind, which is a crazy amount. It is 95% is subconscious. It's habitual. And this is accessed through the lower brain states, okay? So your subconscious mind processes 40 million bits of info per second. Can you guess what is the comparison to your conscious mind? Your conscious mind processes 40 bits of information per second. So your conscious mind processes 40 bits of information per second, and your subconscious mind processes 40 million bits of information per second. Okay, big difference. We're going to delve much deeper into both of these. Probably not in this episode. No, definitely not in this episode. This is your basic. I want you to understand this. We'll go into that another time. Okay, so your subconscious mind is 95%. It's your habitual mind, and it processes 40 million bits of info per second. Now, your subconscious mind absorbs 1 million times more information than your conscious mind. It automatically processes. So it's a processing hub and a filing system. It's where everything gets downloaded. And you can adjust this one particular piece through hypnosis alone. And we'll get more into that in another episode. So your subconscious mind, it stores and automatically repeats patterns, stuff like that. Learning experiences, skills, habits. That is your everyday robotic mind. It's what you just do. It's you get up in the morning, you go use the bathroom, you brush your teeth, you have your breakfast, you take a shower, you leave the house, you open the garage door, you step into your car. I think you get the idea. It is the automatic reactions. It's your routine that you've created for your, say, morning or your nighttime. We have little routines throughout the entire day. This is what leads our lives. We don't think about this. It just happens because we've done it so often that it's become an automatic program within our subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is also your long-term memory. It's your emotions and feelings. It's your habit patterns, your relationship patterns, any types of addictions, involuntary body functions. Your heart is beating, stuff like that. Your blood is pumping through your veins. Stuff like that. It is also creativity, a deep creativity. Developmental stages as you grow. Spiritual connections. It's also your intuition and your instinct. So don't believe everything that you think of this. 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. So up to 95% are the same thoughts as the day before. That is approximately 80% of these habitual thoughts are negative. It's because we experience the same thing each day. It's these patterns that are brought into our lives. Automatic. The brain is hardwired to pay more attention to negative experiences than to positive ones. Like I said in the beginning, it is what we are wired to do. Your mind's number one priority is move you away from pain and towards pleasure. So to be alert to danger and pain, physical and emotional survival, that's what happens. So your subconscious mind is automatically downloading information and remembering it. And this happens from childhood. So let's go through the brain states because this is going to really help you to understand what is going on. And then you'll be able to identify with which brain state you're in, or even better, which brain state your child is in and how they are developmenting. That's not even a word. Developing. You'll be able to determine how they're developing. So let's start off with when you're first born. And this is from ages 0 to 2. Okay, so you're born, we sleep a lot. Right? Your brain is developing. You're in delta. Delta brainwave state is the slowest. And this is when infants and toddlers are experiencing through sense and action only. They are so sponge-like, even more sponge-like than you can even imagine. They're in this deep sleep all the time. Now, I can go into the brainwaves and how fast they move, but that doesn't matter. I just want you to understand that there are, in fact, different brain states, and there are different things that happen within those states. So from 0 to 2, they are pretty much in a sleeping state. Okay? So the next one is ages 3 to 6, and that is your theta brainwave state. This is where you're almost in a hypnotic state. You're very suggestible. Your creativity and your dreaming comes alive, and you lack logical reasoning. So you're half asleep. You're in this fantasy imagination world, and it's almost like an out-of-body floating type meditation experience. So from ages 2 to 6, around there, kids are living in their imagination. They can actually make things up and believe them, although they're not making them up. They are actually believing that they exist. Think about this, kids. We tell them certain things and it comes to life in their little minds. Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny. Us adults are wiring this into our child's mind to make them latch on and believe it. This is what we do, and this is why it's so important to pay attention what you're saying around kids of this age. You should always pay attention to what you're saying at children, but they are sucking this information in, making it real, and it's going to live with them for the rest of their lives. It's going to cause problems unless you're wiring healthy stuff into their brains. So think about that. How important is that to say and act and do the proper things for a healthy growing child? There are reasons why kids have problems. And it's because at this age, something has happened. Someone said something. And it was most likely not out of bad intention. It could have been your mother was going through some personal issues. And you as the child, just sitting back in your crib or your walker or whatever it might have been, is experiencing that. You're seeing your mother, you're hearing these things come out of her mouth. And you're downloading that into your mind. This is what happens with children. Okay, so that's your theta brainwave state, ages 2 to 6. Now we're gonna get into the next one, okay, which is from ages five, around there. It's not exactly definite. I go by Dr. Joe Dispenza and what he uses. So from 5 to 6 to ages 8, this is where you're in alpha. So alpha is where healing occurs. It's meditation, trance, not as deep as theta. It's a little bit faster. And if you looked at brainwave states on a graph, you could see the difference. Again, we're not going that far into this right now anyway. Just right now, the basics. So alpha is a meditation state. That's when you're doing your meditation. Healing starts to occur. Your brain starts to change. The chemistry in your brain actually changes when you meditate. And again, all these little topics that I pull off of here, I'm going to go in further, in depth, in another episode, okay? So your brainwave starts to move a little bit quicker, so alpha. Now the next one is beta. That is your full consciousness, logical thinking, concrete events happening. So that is your beta conscious mind. That's what we live in as adults. So from ages about 7 to 8 and on, that's when your brain starts to shift. And all of those things that happened prior in your years from ages 0 until about 7 or 8, that's the most important developmental age for a child. That's when they're downloading. That's when these beliefs are getting wired into their brain permanently, causing issues. Okay, so again, full consciousness, logical thinking. And I'll go through again the list of things in your mind. So it's your normal waking state of consciousness. It's your personal identity and your spirit, your short-term memory, positive thinking, analysis. It's where you think and you plan, wishes and desires, alertness, concentration, focus, cognition, 5 physical senses, all of those senses. So sensing, smelling, seeing, hearing, tasting, and feeling. All of those are in your conscious beta brain. Now, there are three different states to this beta brain. There's low beta, there's mid-range beta, and there's high beta. So let's talk about the mid and the high. Those are the most important. So mid is kind of where you're sitting back, relaxing, enjoying everyday life. You're having some, I don't know, a couple of drinks with a friend, you're out to dinner, you're enjoying some adult conversation. High beta is your fight or flight brain state. So your brain waves are moving very quickly, but in an unhealthy way. It is stress. It is not the healthy beta brain state that you want to be in. You can feel this. It's almost as if you have all of these different physical sensations. You're feeling stressed. You're getting headaches. Your blood pressure is raising. Your body is going into fight or flight, and it's preparing to move you away from pain to pleasure. This is where this kicks in, where everything that surrounds you, you want to take in to make you feel good. Drugs, alcohol, shopping, food, anything like that. So that is your high range beta. That's when you just can't deal with the emotions and you want to use something on the outside world to make you feel better. Okay, so those are the brain states. So I'll go through them really quick. I'm not going to go through every little piece. That's why I told you to go back and listen and pick out the pieces that are the most relevant to you. But so there's different brain states. So we've got when you're born, you're on delta. That's sleeping. Theta is the next one up. And that's your half asleep, fantasy world. Alpha, meditation state. Beta is your conscious mind. And then you have mid-range beta and high-range beta. So those are the brain states. Now, if you have any questions specifically about these, you can check out all the plethora of information that's on the internet. You can ask me questions. I would love to hear from you guys. And what, if you have specific questions on a specific state, or I don't know, it doesn't matter what the question is. I just want to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. Okay, so now we're going to go through there. First of all, before we get into this, there are many rules of the mind, but there are the three most important that I learned during hypnotherapy training. So the three most important rules of the mind. Number one, your mind will do exactly what it thinks you want it to do. And it will absolutely believe in it, that this is the very best for you. Based on your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, it has registered from your thinking, your responses, your perception, and your interpretation of your life and events. Number two, your mind only responds to the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself, and you can change them at any time. But your words, habitual words and thoughts, become your reality. This is where the law of attraction starts to kick in. But we're not going to bring the woo in yet. This is just the science part. Okay? Number three, what's negative and familiar, make that unfamiliar by leaving it behind. And what's positive and unfamiliar, make it familiar by leaning towards it, creating and forming new habits. Okay, so we went through a lot of information on this today. I know it's going to be useful, but just imagine being able to take this information in, understanding it, and putting it to use. Suppose you could do this. Suppose you could feel it. Suppose you could feel the information just flooding your brain and feeling it. Remember, the pictures in your mind and the words that you say to yourself are the things that are going to bind these together to make you understand and feel and create your reality. So I hope this was a good show today, guys. I highly, highly, highly suggest that you go back and you listen and you pause, and maybe you need to write some things down. Send me questions. Send me voice messages. You can do that on Anchor now. You can just click a button and send me a voice message. That would be amazing. I would love to hear your voice.
And of course, you can find me at my email at laurenjeanwellandhip@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Enjoy your day, and I will be there for you tomorrow.